From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Day two is in the books, and the Kansas City Chiefs have two brand new players to add to their roster. The first, taken at number 58. I thought the Chiefs might move around a little bit. They evidently got some offers, but nothing actually came to fruition, so they made their selections. Nick Bolton, Mizzou linebacker, is now a Kansas City Chiefs, joins Willie Gay, Anthony Hitchens, Ben Neiman, a crew that I think is really diverse in what they can do. What do you think about this pick?
I think they addressed their biggest need still on the team with this pick. Whether or not Nick Bolton is going to be a guy that can step in and start and be a long-term starter in the NFL, we will see. I think he can be. But at this point, I like the pick. I think that linebacker is a position they had to get better at, and I think they did that with this pick.
He's a really interesting case. He's an undersized dude, just a shade over 5'11", but makes a lot of plays. He's a really instinctual player. I think he plays downhill best, even after he's done a zone drop or gotten his depth in the pass game. When he can put his foot in the ground and come downhill, I think that really, really is what he's best at. Not the uber athlete, but I think he makes up for that by his instincts. I think it is a guy that maybe they see eventually being someone who can replace Anthony Hitchens and be the mic that can call the defense. I believe in Brett Veach's presser, he said they felt comfortable at Will or Mike for him.
Yeah, and I think that what's really important to realize here is that, like I said, Kansas City had to get better at the linebacker position, and they have addressed it two times in a row in the second round in the last two drafts. And at this point, I thought it was very interesting. Willie Gay actually called the pick 20 minutes before it was announced.
Right.
So kind of like that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, that means that you've either heard something or you recognize it, you know, to have that kind of camaraderie already. I think it's great. And I think it's one thing to have Willie Gay learning from Anthony Hitchens, a seasoned veteran. It's another thing to have that kind of juice of having two young guys out there on the field together. And Nick Bolton's story is a great one. A lot of overcoming adversity. Good for him. I mean, he fits the Chiefs mold. Second team All-American in 2020. All SEC in 2019, team captain, like he checks all the boxes except for the height and, quite frankly, the short area quickness, the ability to change directions. He's better in zone coverage than he is in man. And like I said, I hope that this turns the way that they use linebackers a little bit because he is so good coming downhill. He's happy to hit. He does a good job with it. I hope they use him as a blitzer a lot more than we've seen from the linebacker crew in the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, and I think that could be a good role for him. I think it's kind of funny. I was getting ready for day two of the draft, and I turned on the TV, and they're interviewing Nick Bolton, and I had no idea he was going to end up going to Kansas City because this is obviously before the second round started. And I'm sitting there listening to his story, and I'm just sitting there going, wow. You know, sister had cancer, mother had cancer. The stuff he's overcome, he's coming from Mizzou. I think that he is very excited to be in Kansas City, and obviously, like I said, I think it's a great pick because they obviously needed to get better at linebacker. And I do think that if you look at what this team has done so far, you know, you could have said that they needed to go edge. You could have said that they needed to go, you know, possibly corner, possibly wide receiver. But I think that there are other opportunities out there to sign, still sitting there in Breland at corner and possibly the edge from the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely opportunities. You saw a lot of fifth-year extensions get taken up, fifth-year options, I'm sorry. And so there's no reason why you can't make some signings as well. I think it's going to be interesting. They haven't addressed the wide receiver position. It is a very deep class. We're going to see what comes of that probably on day three, but I think they're in a good position. They checked a couple of boxes and got two guys that are leaders at their positions and I think can slide into the Chiefs roster and make an impact as rookies.
Yeah, and you talk about wide receiver. The guy I was hoping in Kansas City could find a way to get in the fourth, Cleveland took in the third in Schwartz. So I was a little surprised by that, but man, it's still going to be fun to watch day three. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Kansas City can get done.
I am as well. Hey, Chiefs fans, listen up. NuGenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. Get your complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total T. Text DRAFT to 231231. This unique man boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass.
Plus text now and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape. Text DRAFT to 231231. That's DRAFT to 231231. Message and data rates may apply. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ads say, she'll like it too. If you're over 40, don't let age get in the way. Get your edge back with Nugenix. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. It works.
The Chiefs have finished their day two selections, and at 63, they came back after picking Missouri linebacker Nick Bolton and went down to Oklahoma, staying in the region, and got Creed Humphrey, one of the top two centers on my draft board, and a guy that has a lot of background that fits this team. Calls the line very well at Oklahoma, a former wrestler, knows the zone offense, does a very good job intellectually with setting what this game has to be. I'm pretty happy with this. I got to think that you are too. What's your impression of Creed Humphrey?
I'm absolutely ecstatic about this pick. Kansas City has gone from having an offensive line that just got decimated in the Super Bowl to having probably one of the top 10 offensive lines, I think, going into next year. And I say that and people are going to look at me like, what the hell are you saying? Orlando Brown and Joe Tooney and Creed Humphrey, those three guys alone get you close to top 15, in my opinion, because those three players, I think, are going to be very good for years to come for Kansas City. Then you start looking at if Kyle Long comes back to be anything close to what he was when he was in Chicago and he needed his body to heal, I think that could be a great situation. And then you have a right tackle who I think Niang is actually going to play very well this year. I was excited about him last year, and now he's probably going to be the starter right tackle.
Yeah, and if you missed our show the other day, we talked with Brett Yeris, his trainer, and I do think that he has the competition in him. I think that he's been working on things. I'm excited to see him. This whole line as a unit is really interesting when you take a look at it. You could end up, there is a scenario there where Austin Blythe, an experienced veteran, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, and Mike Remmers are your three backups. Yep. And that has to tell you about how good this line unit can be in this league.
Yeah, and you have two Pro Bowlers that are surrounding Creed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what else you can ask for right there. I mean, Creed Humphrey is stepping into a position where obviously he was a captain at Oklahoma. He played with Orlando Brown, or at least went to the same university as Orlando Brown. So Brown was very happy for the Chiefs to go get him. So I think that's going to be fun to watch as well. This is a guy that didn't allow a sack while at Oklahoma. That's a huge upgrade from what they've had in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with Niang, didn't allow a sack while at TCU, like two Big 12 players. And granted, we know that the defenses are probably not up to par of the SEC, but that's part of the deal. You do the job against the team that's in front of you. I think this is also a very quality pick to help a unit that clearly is not just in need of help at the tackle spot. All across the board, this team has gotten better up front in completing job number one and protecting Patrick Mahomes.
Seven new offensive linemen. Seven. Or seven offensive linemen that weren't there last year. I guess I'll put it that way. It's absolutely remarkable what Kansas City has done on their offensive line this season. The one thing that I've really been impressed with Brett Veach is he finds a weakness and he attacks it. And he's absolutely done that with the offensive line this year. And I think it could really turn into a strength for Kansas City. And I'm really excited to see what they do because, you know, I know a lot of people wanted a wide receiver in the second round, and I get it. But with as deep as this draft is at wide receiver, I still think you can get a good talent in the fourth and fifth rounds. But I also think that this offensive line is going to make a huge difference for Patrick Mahomes and a huge difference on this offense that will allow you to use some of your other weapons that you have that maybe you weren't able to use because Patrick didn't have enough time to be able to let them get open.
Agreed. I mean, this sets the whole thing up to sustain what you've had in the past, and particularly letting the quarterback feel less heat. And maybe that helps because of what you feel you need to develop on the outside of the X with DeMarcus Robinson and Byron Pringle right now set up to be those guys, unless a day three selection can squeak in there. There could still be another kind of acquisition. We don't know what the future will hold over the summer, but I think at this point, job number one's been accomplished for this team, and Creed Humphrey is the seal, the last candle on the cake.
Yeah, and I think he's easily going to be a 10-year starter for this team, if, as long as, you know, they end up signing into a long-term contract extension. If he plays anything like what he did in college, I fully expect that that will be the case. So I think Kansas City got a steal here. And honestly, you look at both those guys, there were a lot of people that had both of the draft picks that Kansas City got at 58 and 63 as first-round picks.
It's impressive. I think the Chiefs stuck to their board and they got done what they needed to get done. And we will see how it all falls out. We'll have more reaction for you tomorrow after the third round.
I just have to say this really quick. One of my favorite tweets of the night was, I can't remember who said it, but Kansas City had more first round picks than the Raiders did, and they didn't even have a first round pick this year.
It all comes back, right?
It all comes back.
Well, thank you. That's it for us tonight after day two. We will have another bonus material for you sometime over the weekend after the day three selections are completed as well. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to this one. We'll have a full episode for you Sunday as well as the bonus material. Thanks for listening to this one. We will talk to you next time. Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.